Pertussis is a bacterial disease that is spread through coughs and sneezes. Early on, it can appear to be a cold or allergies, but then the cough gets worse. It can be fatal, mostly in babies. In La Crosse County, 43 people have been diagnosed with pertussis so far this year. That's more than twice the number of total cases last year. County Public Health Nurse Joanne Felmy says they're working with school districts and encouraging parents to get their children tested if cold-like symptoms get worse.
Sometimes I'll even ask the parent, has it disturbed your sleep? Because that will always be one of the first signs they notice that they're coughing at night. Seems to be worse at night, louder, harsher.
Felmy says they're not sure why cases have spiked. She says it has spread throughout La Crosse County, affecting infants and adults, but mostly 8 and 9-year-olds. There is a pertussis vaccination, but Felmy says most of the recent patients had been immunized.
And that's a blessing. That's a good thing because we're not seeing severe cases.
Felmy says patients would have the classic whoop or would struggle to breathe.
And the coughing would last a lot longer. Pertussis is known as a 100-day cough. If they weren't vaccinated, the children would definitely be coughing quite a bit longer than what they currently are.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, two counties in northeast Wisconsin are seeing a high number of cases, while other counties have none. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.